I was born in a place called Pujwara. It's a small place in Punjab area in India. I grew up there in small that village up to the age of 16. My father left to come to UK in 1960. So I followed him. After 3 years, me and my mother flew in 1963. And then my father had already entered me in school, in grammar school in Corain East, in Corain, to study O-levels. My impression on the first day was, oh, I landed in the wrong place. And my cousin there, he was nearly the same age as me there. When we went up to school there, after that there, he took me down to show me the Portrush in the evening at 7 o'clock. And there was those days there, summer season was just over and Portrush was lit up all direction. Arcadia was full, you know, you could see the seaside, you could see the lights. And then I thought maybe after gradually I'll like to like the place. I got an interview with BKS Corain in photography. So I started working in BKS in 1967. I went to India, where I met my wife, Indu. In 1970, we got married, and she joined me in Northern Ireland. My wife wanted to encourage me to do something different, so I started to do a commercial traveling business myself to work outside. I wasn't that successful, but I tried. From then onwards, then my wife helped me to open up a shop in Ballymoney. And she opened up a shop in Ballymena. She was doing dry cleaning to help the out. During that time there, we wanted to do our better ourselves. And what we done was, we opened up a shop in Portrush, which my wife helped me to open. We got so friendly with everybody. Everybody helped each other. Now then after that there, you know, this a different story altogether. Then they invited me to join a BCRC, a Building Communities Resource Centre in Ballymoney, to be as their board member. I'm a vice chairperson there. I've been there for helping the communities for the last maybe 10, 15 years.
I was born in a place called Kalka. It's in North India. It's a small hill station near Shimla. And Shimla is where British people used to go in summer and a great holiday resort. But I was brought up in a place called Ambala. It's a city as well, but a smaller city. I had done pre-medical in India, but I came here to Northern Ireland after my marriage. He was looking for a bride from India, and I thought to myself, maybe it might be easier life there, but you know what I was coming here for, you know. But we just got married, we got to know each other, it was arranged, mm-hmm. very much arranged. So I didn't know anything about Northern Ireland. I had heard more about England and London and other big cities, but not Northern Ireland. No, I didn't know anything about the troubles. My husband only told me good things about here, you know, and then there is lots of beauty around. No, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know. This is my lack of geography. I didn't know where it existed and what it was all about. So when I came over here, things were different. I stayed home and looked after my in-laws, my aunt, my husband, and then that became my role. I got a lot of love from my in-laws and my friends here, and my neighbors were very, very friendly and very welcoming. It was a positive whole way. Honestly, I thought they treated me like princess. That is the thing I loved here, because I was not feeling lonely that way. I thought I would be before I came here. And they treated me so well with kindness and love. So mine is very positive story that way. I was very happy to be in friendly place. And also admired the scenery here, the Port Raj posture surrounded by sea. I hadn't seen the sea before I came here. I hadn't seen the snow. The time went on and, you know, I have really, this is my home now. And it's just good memories for me. This is what it is. In Indian, I come from family. We are Hindus and they also believe in karma, theory of you know, it is written in your stars and it is written meant for you and it happens. I didn't plan this way. We feel part of this culture as much as anyone else.